Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, mad or glad, inner sight, welcome. We're live around the world. Hope everybody had a safe weekend. And I want to thank people for all their emails. And I try to answer all of them. I don't know if people can open our answers. You know, the system I'm on is weird. It's by voice. And I'm not very happy with it because we have to pay for it. And there's no guarantee that the people can open them. We should be notified if a person can't open our email. It's not always the case, so I try to get back to people by phone, too. All right, inner sight, mad or glad Monday. I'll tell you one thing that is a mad for millions of people. White House admitting that you can't control this virus. Well, to a large degree, that's true. But they haven't exhausted all their options. You know, what about what the holistic people have to say about it or present, you know, or maybe a formula that if people take it. Now, you can't make them take it. You're going to have to go on the honor system no matter what. But at least it would be there, and a lot of people, I believe, would take it. And the government should pay for it. I mean, they brought this thing in. They allowed it to come in. They certainly didn't stop it. The doctors haven't done hardly anything to really protect people. You go into a hospital, most people get worse in there. Then you've got the risks of other infections. So that's a definite mad on this Monday, mad or glad, where the government has not taken better charge of this whole thing and brought in other people. I mean, they claim that it's infected a lot of new people over the tune of 80,000. Well, I don't believe all the numbers. Some of them may be exaggerated with the pre-existing conditions, but if it's so, then they really haven't done much to combat this, and they're going to come up with a vaccination. Who knows what's in that? And somebody told me that one of the biggest ingredients is going to be mercury. Well, mercury is the poison. So, you know, you have all kinds of things going on when they haven't pulled out all the stops along the way to really fight this thing. And that's what bothers me and people like us who think the same way. When you listen to some of these guys, you know, you listen to Gary Noll, Dr. Calliope, and Jerry Hickey, and a few others, you know, they've got great ideas. No system is perfect, but certainly the system that has been running by the medical profession has obviously failed in a big way. So they ought to look at other ways, other means to help people. All right, inner sight, mad or glad Monday. Hoping to get the phones operating. And if you want, make note of the number 213-816-1650. And we're hoping to have a guest this week, a holistic healing doctor, either Wednesday or Thursday. We'll try to confirm that. But yeah, with a lot of good ideas for people and we're headed for 100,000 listeners. So we want to thank everybody for joining us, listening, being a part of Inner Sight. And what, it's a little over a week to the election. Well, we want you to know that we have reached out to both Democratic Republicans to try to get them to endorse some of our ideas about lowering the taxes, saving money, getting the agencies to participate in the raising of money and help people. Because millions of people, including seniors, need help, especially now with this virus that's been going around. It's closed off a lot of places and destroyed a lot of business. And the system needs to be modified. So we've been trying, with no response so far, to get a politician to endorse some of our ideas. But we're going to keep on trying. And we're hoping after the election to start a new program on YouTube. Keep you posted on that. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Little Bear, the Akita, and Tom's River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt an Akita? Or if you'd like to make a donation to them to help rescue and take care of the Akita. So that's the great Big East Akita Rescue. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Kennedy, who helps us as much as from time to time. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Anthony Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. That's in Long Island. And the phone number is 631-888-1186. If you're looking to relocate to Long Island, give Mr. Kennedy a call. He's pretty knowledgeable about the real estate market. So you might want to check in with him. 31-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. Around the world, all the beautiful children, Avante, Corey Foster, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. All right? And Inner Sight reminds you to do that. I want to say hello to my good friend from Newsday, Mark Harrington. Great, great guy. I know him for many years. Spoke with him today. And he just a beautiful guy. Always trying to make a difference. All right. Also my friend from Eyewitness News, Michelle Charlesworth, had the beautiful honor of talking with her today. Always looking to help Inner Sight, and we really appreciate that. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. The organization is called Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary runs it. Can dial him up at 631-484-3085. All right. So there's a way you can help take care of your animal. If you're in need of dog food, cat food, or food for your little pet, Gary can help. 631-484-3085. Tell them you heard about it on Inner Sight. Some of the folks that have helped us in the past, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com. We remember them. We remember their help. We thank them. And we want you to know. All right, what else we got? We got the Able News. We're gonna let's see if our co-host pops in here. I'll let her do that. Anyone like to be a sponsor on Inner Sight? We need some more sponsors. It's about $50 a month, and we can also put you up on our television show back in the studio. We do a cable show. It's on Wednesday nights, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Goes on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. We've been on for a few years. We've got to try to get some new shows in there. And we're out here on Long Island, the new time, 7:30, Thursday night, on Channel 20. So we can spread the word around if you sponsor the show here. It's $50 a month. We like people to take it for at least 6 months. So we can, make it every night. We'll be able to give you the plug. And, of course, you can let us know what you want to say and all that. So consider helping Inner Sight, who's trying to help you. A lot of our ideas, lower the taxes. Let these agencies help raise some of the money. Why should the whole burden be on the average person? That's not right. The agencies sit there and take in a lot of money, and when you call them for help, they make excuses. That's got to stop. All right, around the world, mad or glad, Monday. And I heard the stock market took a plunge. Well, it goes by the economy. Now, they said they're still talking. Talk is cheap. Still talking about the stimulus. I got to be honest, I'm mad at President Trump right now because he hasn't really done anything to get that stimulus money out to us. People need it. People are struggling. A lot of people behind their rent and so on and so forth.
I'm mad at Blog Talk Radio right
now. Whole life has been disrupted. What?
I'm mad at Blog Talk Radio at the moment.
Oh, well.
I just
knew about that.
Yeah, I was able to connect, but not that easily.
Well, at least you made it.
Yeah, Maureen called me, and I recorded her voice not being able to connect. I recorded the ability not to be able to connect, and I'm sending it to Blog. Yeah, she's calling me again. I'm going to send it. Yeah, she's calling me now.
These lines are all over.
Hi, everybody.
Overloaded.
What happened?
Hold on a second. Yeah, we're trying to connect and we're having difficulty. So, I recorded Maureen's voice. I recorded my voice. I said, and I also recorded the timing of what happens. They wanted that. Exactly what happens when you're trying to connect. And I gave that to them. And I'm going to send it via email to them. What is this? It's about 20 times at least.
Well, they ought to have an engineer running these things.
Exactly.
And they don't. They're not paying somebody to take care of this. It's very unprofessional to do it this way.
And we ought to have somebody late at night in case there is a problem, and it always happens.
Yeah, the engineer.
Beginning of our show. Always.
Definite mad.
Frank comes on. It's already on. Frank's talking already.
Well, they happen to other shows, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want them to hear what you just said. I hope they heard that. It always happens when Frank is already talking on the show. That's what Maureen just said. I hope that everybody heard that.
Wait a minute. Is Maureen on the regular line?
No, on my cell phone.
Oh, well, call. No, have her call back in. Let's see if we
She's having trouble calling in.
I just got through. That's what I was calling to say. It's on now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So go back to the other line.
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. In the meantime, do the Able News.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank, and Maureen
All right.
is now on. Thank you.
Inner Sight.
Whatever.
Around the world, don't forget it's National Guide Dog Month, October. The idea of a news story on that is still pending on ABC, so we may get it yet. But sign our petition, change.org. You know, and help us. We have around 80,000 names. We need 80 million. We need to make such an impact on this thing that the politicians are going to have to do something about it. That's what we need. You see, 80,000 names is not enough.
That's true.
We need a lot more. So we're gonna try to modify that after the election.
Yeah.
But we need people to sign it, read it, and realize, you know, that our safety is not protected. You know, when you're blind or disabled and you need that service dog, and the agencies don't want to service you for whatever reason they dream up, your safety is not protected.
Oh, yeah.
And the agencies have made a tremendous amount of money on that. So that's not fair. It's not right.
That's true.
Person doesn't get the help they need, and they keep the money. So they ought to be licensed. Sign the petition. And we thank you for that. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Mad or Glad Monday. You want to talk about something you're mad about or glad about. Keep it clean. Turn down your computer and try not to use a speakerphone when you call in because it's harder to hear you. All right, we have a call.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get to it. And we'll get
Maureen from Queens.
Oh, okay. Here comes Maureen.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm mad because my mom is still in the nursing home, and I haven't gotten to see her now or spoken to her in over a week. And I'm really mad at this because I just want to get her out so we can be together. And, you know, because virus is coming back, and I try to get people to talk to see what's going on, and people aren't in, people don't go back.
Coming back. It is back. It's not coming back. I finally am getting a phone in her room, my mom's room.
Oh.
Yay, finally.
Yeah,
I have to
call the other city council person tomorrow, and the one I talked to last week, and see how that's going, because you know, I had already called last week to mandate about the phones, you know. They have to do something. This is criminal that we can't see them or talk to them. You know, it's criminal.
I have to pay for mine.
It's really. That's you what?
$30 a month. $30 a
How
month.
Much?
30.
How much? 30?
$30. $30.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Whatever they
but
have
it's
to
a,
do.
It's
but
it's a local line. The local line only. I don't care. I'm happy I just get to talk to her, really.
Yeah, I mean,
you
have to be able to be in some kind of communication, you know?
Yeah.
This is, I'm so sick of hearing the protesters are out by the thousands, looting, vandalizing people's cars, throwing rocks and eggs and stuff like that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And
they're never winning anything.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just really getting very sick and tired of the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Middle Village, they went to the city councilman's the other day protesting. That's two blocks from where, well, maybe three blocks or so, from where I used to live. I mean, what is going on, man, that these... Oh, I sound like Biden now. I just said man. What is going on that, you know, this is ridiculous. Oh, and he thinks he's running against somebody named George. He must think he's running against Bush because three times George was said, then finally we got Trump. So, you know, it's really, she can't answer. She was on with Nora O'Donnell. Nora O'Donnell asked her a question about what she's running on, about the marijuana legalization and two other things, the green, whatever the heck that is, thing and all. She never answered. She just went into how when she was a little kid growing up and her mother was from India, and then she starts that cackling laugh. Never answered one question, you know?
Yeah.
This is frightening, truly frightening. It really, truly is frightening, you know? So I'm just glad that, you know, in times like this, when there's so much going on, the virus and other things, I can't even be with my mom or talk to her on the phone.
Maureen, who was that person that was on?
Kamala.
Oh, the one running with Biden.
Kamala Harris, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now.
She just never answers these questions. She goes into the cackling lab. She was by the voting place yesterday. You're not supposed to be out campaigning. You're supposed to be 100 feet away from the voting. Oh, she's right up there, you know. It's just getting too much. But to not be able to be in contact with your loved one. She calls for me at nighttime. She wants me there. You know, this is just heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's very heartbreaking.
I mean, I'm trying to get a place. If only I could get a place, because the girl called today from the transition place, because they left her, they left word the other day about the documents that have to be sent. But I just want to get something right now that we could just get out and go and, you know,
right.
I'm going to have to deal with this stuff, you know? It shouldn't be too hard. I mean, people are leaving, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know why it's so hard for us to get somewhere, you know? It's just too much. I mean, really, last week I was really like, it just is getting to me more and more and more. You know, the whole thing is just getting to me, you know,
right.
Because she's the love of my life. I have to be with her. She has
of
to be
course.
With me. And this is cruel that we have to be apart like this. And the virus, who knows how many people have it now there? I have no idea. No.
Well, you know what's mad for me and for millions of others? This is the time of the month when disabled people have no money.
Yeah.
You know? And the politicians sitting up there with all their big-ass salaries and talking and going out and you know, they can do that because they don't live in our world.
Right.
You know?
No.
Like we did that show the other night. I mean,
they
know we have no money. You know?
Remember what I told you this afternoon? Remember what I told you about the secrets. What did I find out? The lobbying? Mm.
Are you talking to me?
Well, that's been going on for years. That's no big thing.
It's a lot of money. And
sure.
It's been increasing until...
That's how they keep the damn thing going, because I just said that, the money.
Biden gave to charity, you know, how he's always sending for money from you, Frank. Biden gave to charity the last 10 years $369.
Oh, no. This is something very interesting. The nursing homes and hospitals together in a conglomeration all around the nation from the year 1998 all the way to the year 2019 have steadily been increasing, for the most part, steadily, you know, up to even 2009, it was really, really high. It was about the same as this year, and steadily, it was around from 2009 to the present, steadily been the same, which is around $100,000, $100 million steadily to the nursing homes, steadily. Okay,
who's been giving that?
To the government. They've been giving to the government lobby money, okay? Meaning they've been giving to politicians in lobby money.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy? For them to get their, things done. Now, that is really, really telling right there.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me angry. That makes me angry.
Yeah, they have to pay the lobbyists, and then they cater to the politicians and all that stuff.
Yeah, makes me truly, truly livid, actually. It doesn't sound like I'm livid, but I'm looking at it and trying to read at the same time. But it makes me very angry. When I saw this afternoon, I was like, I gotcha. I gotcha, babe. Now, this year, because of the virus, it's only at half. I'm so happy that it's only at half. They couldn't give as much. Damn it, they couldn't give as much. I am happy. I really am happy.
Well, that's why you can't get a lot of these politicians, another mad, you can't get a lot of these politicians to do something about the nursing home, because some of them have been recipients of that money.
That's right.
I'm sure our dear, friend upstate is probably one of them.
Yeah, but I want to say
she probably
something.
Gets a big
You know
enough.
What? I want them to take the people out. People are real. You know why they can't get any money? There's not enough residents in there. There's not enough people in there. They died off. Hello, everybody. They died
That's why they were put in the nursing homes and not in the ship and all, because there was no money for Medicaid for that.
Right.
It's all about money.
You know what it's all about?
It's all
about enough
money.
Programs outside to help the people. That is why you have the people in the nursing homes to begin with.
Mm.
You need the programs outside. They don't give a crap. No.
Do you think if we got up a protest tomorrow, a jointer, you know, with thousands of people, you think they'd let us protest? No way. No way they'd let us protest.
You notice that these people that are spending all this money on lobbyists, you notice that they have not used the residents of the nursing home to say, hey, yeah, we want these places to stay open. That doesn't happen, does it?
No.
See, that's what Inner Sight would do if we had the money. We would get those people on film and news stories and embarrass the hell out of these people that are putting all this money in there. That's what needs to be done. You need to have a campaign on the other side.
You just need to start going to the family members and saying, hey, you got a family and loved one in there. Do me a favor. On your phone, when you have a FaceTime with the loved one, just ask them a question. Do you want to stay in there? One simple question. That's all. And you got it on your FaceTime. Record it. That's all.
Well, my mom, every time I go, and she's...
Yeah, but where are you
going to
put them?
Workers.
Where? You've got to then
how are people going to
okay,
people
look,
gonna do that if they got
look,
no place
I've
to put them? You've
got
to have a fund.
That's right.
You've got to have a fund to back
all
you
these
up.
People.
Otherwise,
you've
you're gonna make it worse.
But then you've got
all
gotta
these be
people
a fund.
Who've got loved ones, you know, that are in a nursing home, and all these people who want to get out, they got to do something about it. Okay? It's got to be heart wrenching then.
Yeah, most of them probably don't have the money.
If they don't as much of the people in nursing homes as they do about finding places for prisoners and homeless degenerates that are crazy and mental. There was a guy now yesterday, threw a 28-year-old girl on the track. They found him smoking a cigarette, not wearing a mask, of course, either. Why are we paying for these people to be out in society?
Why they take care of a disabled person or an elderly person? Yeah, they can. They could put them up in a hotel and give them luxury housing. Why can't they, Frank?
Well,
they
could
find something nice. Why can't they, Frank? Yeah.
Wait, I missed what Maureen said because you keep interrupting her. Maureen, what did you say about somebody without a mask?
Oh, I said they found him a few blocks away smoking a cigarette. Obviously, he wasn't wearing a mask either. So why are we paying for these degenerates to just be all over the streets or in nice hotels that were nice hotels at one time? They're letting the prisoners that Martinez won, you know, they're putting... They want to build, and they want to build one in Kew Gardens. They want to close Rikers Island and put up all these high-rise prisons in various, you know, neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go here, Forest Hills is filthy, and it's got homeless roaming around. My friend lives by Glendale, another nice neighborhood, homeless, because they built a homeless shelter over there, filthy. What has happened to our city that all this garbage can go on and decent people can't find housing or live the ideal life?
But the money's not used in the right way, that's what.
Who wants to come to New York anymore? I wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want to go to New York. They said there's a two-bedroom apartment down in Chelsea. Who the hell would want to live there? Who would want to go to that? I'm never going to Manhattan again, never. My days of Manhattan are finished. It's not even a city anymore. It's just a slum.
A cell.
A slum
it is. It's a shell of a city.
It's what?
It's a shell of a city.
And the rest of the boroughs are going to go too.
And I'll tell you something, and the president's not doing anything about it. He's concerned about him getting in the White House. That's all he's concerned about, honestly. And the other one's even worse. They're both horrible. I want to get out of this country, honestly. I really do. And I love this country. I'm born in this country. This is my land, everybody. This is my country. I love this country.
For too many years, we let people in that shouldn't have been let in. They should have stopped illegal immigration long ago because we have too many people as it is. We have a city of 8 million people alone. So when a pandemic strikes, it naturally is going to spread because we have too many people. And
somebody's listening to us. Oh, my God. Somebody really is listening to us. Oh, my Jesus.
Good.
They updated... Oh, my God, Frank, they just updated, while I'm here, the site, the website, I swear. They updated
it. It's a free country. We should be able to say
what
we want.
Website?
Free
Wait
country,
a minute,
yes.
Hold it. What website are you talking about?
That website I was looking at, they updated it.
What website is it?
It's this open secret website.
Oh, updated it with what?
So
what did they say?
Little reflect a little less.
What did they say?
It's instead of, remember I said to you that one was 26 million, that one conglomeration of that one particular association was 26 million. Mm. Now it's showing 18 million, but still, it's a high amount.
Oh, the money, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I look up at it once in a while, and now it says 18 million, and I'm like, what? It went down. Oh. And then the total amount was $100 million, right? Now it's $85 million. I'm like, somebody's been looking at
so
stuff.
It's like, it's
well,
like
people
when
are not giving
deleted...
as much, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when the governor deleted the March 25th, you know, that the patients had to go to the nursing homes who were COVID positive. It's like when that was deleted.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see 2019.
Huh, was. I'm curious if that made a difference, and it's just my damn eyes.
All right. Do we have any other callers on the line?
Yeah, hang on, let me look. I don't think so. Let me look.
Yeah.
I got to the other website.
Maureen, did they tell you when you're going to be able to see your mom?
No. They have no. I can't even. They don't even know when I'll be able to talk to her on the phone again.
Yeah.
They don't even. So I don't know how many. One's on her unit, of course, naturally, but some of the others have it. So I don't know. There were only two or three people, but I have a feeling it's more now. I just have a feeling, an awful feeling. And if my mom, if anything happens to her, I swear to God, really, because. You know, when she lost everything, I lost everything, too. I mean, we had money together. How am I supposed to survive on what I get? There's no way in hell. You know what I mean? And together we could get a nice little place, but nobody wants to give us a chance. You know, you have to make this amount. Or I don't know if it's because of the handicap thing. I don't know. Well, I haven't been to many places. I only went the other day to one, but haven't heard back. But, you know... I just have to get, I live in America. My mom's an American. We're both American born. We should be able to have a decent place to put our head down at night and have a little rest for ourselves.
That's right.
Instead of the months of hell we've been through.
I know.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
I know, hon. I know. I know.
They tell me she calls for me at night. She wants me to be there. It's heartbreaking. This is, and every mother person, I'm sorry, I don't want to use the term, but it's two letters of the alphabet, are out there protesting. And I can't see my mom or her me. Something is wrong here, really. Very, very wrong.
What are they protesting now?
I'm sorry?
What are they protesting now?
Well, the same crap they've been protesting. Yesterday there was a Trump rally, so they're out there pulling the flags off the cars, throwing rocks and eggs at people, chanting, whose streets are these? Our streets. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, it was out. Same with us. Right in front of my house, though. It was right in front of my house. For 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, they were
right
in Middle Village.
House.
Who the hell are
they? No, not in the village. Right in front of my house.
No, I said they were in Middle Village, too, where I used to live.
Oh,
who are
I'm
these?
Sorry. I don't know.
Who are these
I wanna
that
know who
they can
are.
Just take over and
I
be
know.
Out there? And it's left to go on. There's no, we have to have a red zone for them because they're giving, you know, there's an uptick. No, only certain people uptick. The protesters never uptick anything.
Oh,
that's
they
what
uptick.
Makes me so angry.
They're just, not, not letting you know they uptick.
Well, of course. Well, what's wrong with this stupid government we have in this state? And
that
jerk was always on.
They should take all of them and say you're not allowed to do anything, period, until COVID's over. That's it.
Well,
you're
especially
not,
in the city.
There's no protest for anybody. I don't care. No protest for anybody. Equal. It's equal.
But that's not how it is.
They're equal.
Yeah.
Nobody gets protest. Simple.
But
it's equality.
They've been to protest for months on end.
That's
they've
right.
been out there.
From the beginning.
By the thousands.
And I don't care.
And it's never
if you come out, you get arrested. Everybody. 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 Equally.
Yeah. Right. That's what makes me so
mad. Maureen, we're gonna move on.
I can understand that for a little bit, but then after that, it should have been no more. And it should
Maureen.
Have been, that's
right.
Okay, that's it, no more.
Yeah.
We're going to.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're
going to
move on with
me.
The rest of the show.
Okay,
and,
guys.
And thank you for
thank
calling.
You.
I want to say something in your behalf, so Can we get?
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Hold on, let me get the phone's moving on. Hold on.
Close the microphone.
Yeah,
thanks,
no
guys. Thank you.
Take care. Good night.
All right.
Okay. You too. Both of you.
In a sight, and anybody out there who has an apartment for Maureen and her mom, let me. You've heard her on the show many times, and let me just point out that they may not have the greatest credit, but they have an excellent payment rate monthly with their rent. They never missed a month, like yours truly. Never missed a month, and they're very reliable. There's some monies available that she can tap into to put down a deposit and all that security. We have some money that's been pledged. So anybody out there who wants to open up their heart and get Maureen and get Mary out of that horrible nursing home, we urge you to do so. And if you have a business, you know, we'd be happy to give you free advertising, and we would even go so far as to try to make a news story out of it if you want to advertise your business. People know.
Next project, Rosie.
So
we'll do
contact
Rosie.
Contact InnerSight. Our email is InnerSight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. That's InnerSight, I-N-N, like Nancy, E-R-S-I-G-H-T, at pmpmail.com. Or you can call us, 631-224-3090. If you want it to be confidential, that's fine. We won't say a word about it. If you want it the other way, you know, let us know. We have a great contact with ABC News and a lot of the other news people, and we could certainly try to get your company or your real estate, whatever it may be, some good publicity. So please, if you're out there, try and help.
Mm-hmm.
All right, InnerSight around the world, 213-816-1650, and you know, yeah, like we were saying, it's all about the funds, the money, you know. So I mean, really, that's really what the bottom line is.
Yeah,
you have the money, you can change a lot of these things. People.
Yeah.
Suffering, people being put in harm's way, people being pushed in harm's way by what? By some other people with big money. That's what it comes down to. That's why these nursing homes flourish. That's why they're still in existence, because you've got people in Washington spending big money to pass laws to keep them open. So, you know, you gotta have the money to go the other way.
Nice.
You know, most people don't know about the other way or what's going on. They don't even know.
Sorry.
What is that? Sounds like a dead bird. What is that?
No, it's my damn phone for the, you know, it does the for the blind. I have to shut it off. Even though I can't.
Now, you said you got your mom a phone in the nursing home?
Yeah, I had to get my mom a phone, but they're not putting it in until Friday, and I have to pay for it.
What kind of a phone is it?
It's a landline, because the other one, now listen to
a
this.
A Verizon landline phone? And they're going to go
the
install it?
Yeah, but the thing is now, there might be some problems with them installing it now. There's another issue as well, that they might, you know, not come in and install it. That's another issue that I have to contend with. If there's somebody, here's the thing. If somebody is close by to the like if you they're close by to the person who, you know, needs the installation, or, you know, whatever the case may be, then they won't install it. They're too close to the person. They don't want
to
give them.
What do you mean too close
to
the person? I don't understand what that means.
Meaning if they're not 6 feet away. They have to be far away from the person. Yeah.
How are you going to pick up the phone if you're 6 feet away?
No, listen. They're gonna have to make a, you know, like a provision, move the person away while the other person installs the phone. So I'm going to call them and make sure on Friday they move my mom away until they have the technician.
Well, you don't know what time they're going to go. You don't know when they're going
to
be there.
1 to 5, they said.
Yeah, that's a big gap.
Yes, it is. And guess when my mother likes to lie down in bed? 1 to 5. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something else. What you should do, and I don't know how you're going to do this, but if I were you, I would lock that phone down. Otherwise, it's not going to stay there. It's not going to last long. Somebody's going to
steal
it.
I'm going to do that. And it's
you
got to
lock that phone down.
Yeah.
So nobody can take it.
Well, here's something worse. The other one, somebody's been playing games on my mom's phone and charging it to me. That's lovely, ain't it?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody's going to use. How are you going to prevent people from using that phone?
Yeah,
that's
one. It's only local, so it doesn't charge. I don't care if somebody calls me local. It's all unlimited. That doesn't bother me, and it's not.
So they can't call
long
distance on that.
Nope, it won't be long distance at all. And the one that
I
have,
I would lock it down.
What, long distance? There's going to be no
phone. The phone itself.
What?
Because who knows? Somebody could steal it.
Nobody could call on it? No, they're going to have ability to call. Yeah, they're going to have ability to call out.
No, no, no. I mean the phone itself. They could steal the literal phone.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? They steal anything in those places.
Well, I'm lucky. The phone itself is going to be free to me. I'm going to be getting a free phone. But I have to get something from her doctor saying that she requires the phone because she has a disability. It's going to be interesting. They said, but she has to have a hearing and she does. She has a hearing disability, but they have to write it in a certain way. So she can't hear.
And you got to pay for this phone? That's crazy. I wouldn't pay for it.
Yeah. No, the phone service. I have to pay for the phone service.
Yeah,
not
well,
the
you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Nursing home takes enough money.
Yeah, yeah. Maureen had said that, you know, people in nursing, she's trying to get where people in nursing homes during this pandemic should not have to pay for this. I think it should be part of the room and board, honestly. And they should, and the nursing homes should get the money from the government, honestly. That's how I feel. That should be
They should pay for it.
Yeah, they should get.
And
get
the
it
reason
as part,
should be, you know, you got my mom in there, and
right.
I want to check with her, make sure she's all right.
That's right. It should be part of the room and board. I'm sorry. That should be part of the room and board.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, go for it. Call the director and tell him.
I did already. And they said to me, well, I also called the admissions person. And I'm like, oh, great. That's not going to fly over. It's not.
On-demand hearing.
How am I going to demand? It's not a hearing for Medicaid. That's not part of Medicaid at all. It's not part of Medicaid, she said.
Got to be. They're run by the state. There's got to be some kind of a provision.
There's no provision whatsoever. There's no provision. You can't fight anything.
I don't know about that. There's got to be if the state is providing a service and as a part of a safety measure, you know, as a phone is, there should be some kind of a. I would call the health department and find out.
I think I should, but I don't. She said there's no. I would love to. She said just like that, but there's no provision. You know how many people call me a day about this? That's what she said. I would love to do it, but there's no provision. I've called and asked. That's what she said. Actually called and asked. But there's no provision. No state provision.
Who told you that?
The person at the nursing home.
What, the administrator?
Yep.
Well, why don't they do a fundraiser then?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad thought. But then, and we could just, you know, I don't know.
See, that's how you find out if they're real or not. Tell them to do a fundraiser.
Yeah.
You need the phone. Tell them you have an organization. We don't have the money, but we'll help them do the fundraiser.
Yeah.
I'd do it for Rosie.
Yeah, I know you would.
So, see how far you get with that. I guarantee you they'll make excuses.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. You want to call in and what are you mad about?
You don't even say
about,
you don't have the money. Just say, we have an organization to help you organize the fundraiser. That's all. That's all. You don't say anything about
we would help
the money.
Them.
Yeah, we help you organize
get together
the fundraiser.
And help them.
Yeah, how to do it. That's all.
To pay for your mom's phone.
Not only my mom, but all the people there. You just say,
well, yeah,
you had to
it
do
goes
them.
Good.
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
Spread it out, you know.
Yeah. Just, you know, everybody.
I mean, in this day and age, just the news story alone might bring you the, and then the state may decide, well, why don't we do this, you know?
Yeah. And just that story alone might help in a site, in a sense, because we're helping more than one person, you know? I'm that type of person. I'm not only, oh, yeah, give it to my mom. You know, I'm not greedy that way anyway. You know that.
Well. See what they say.
Yeah.
All right. Around the world, let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. Either Wednesday or Thursday, we're hoping to have Dr. Danielle, who's a holistic healer, on the show. And what was that other title we had? We had a title.
Yes, I wrote it down. So I left
for one
of
those
of the
days.
Yeah. I have it. Hold on.
I
Let
can't remember
it
at the moment. Friday night's the Follies. So if you stay with us through the week and you want to have some fun, tune in Friday night. And
yeah, we're going to have fun with that, too.
Tomorrow night we usually have Louis coming on.
By the way, it just went right past me. 99,660.
All right.
Yeah.
We're headed to 100,000.
We are. We're getting there.
And
I
think
we're
going to make it before Christmas.
Yes, we are. All right. Now, of course, why is there a big thing on Block Talk Radio looking crazy here? Somebody's got a really weird logo here. A really weird one, too. Hold on. Let me just get past that so I could get to our episodes. And it says, government don't tie our hands. What is that?
Oh,
mean?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about why you can't be a good advocate when you get money from the government.
That's right.
Really what that show's about.
Yes,
that's
it
either
is.
Wednesday or Thursday. We'll have to see how
right, we have. I put it for Thursday, but we could move things around. We could move them, but make sure you give it to me early so I can move it around. Okay?
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, Man of Glad, 213-816-1650, right here. And, you know, people protesting, well, the election is a week and a day away, you know. So whoever wins, you're going to have protests too.
Oh, that's going to be really lovely.
You know.
I want
and now
to
they're talking about... They're talking about contesting the election.
Oh, jeez.
You know, with
no,
votes
stupid,
and all that.
Really.
And, a lot of the votes going in the mail and some of them at the polls.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be a big job counting all those votes.
Oh, yeah. Let me say the vote for the accessible voting is if you were to get the accessible vote by the way you get it, it's good. The electronic vote by mail is a pain in the utter butt. I can't even print it out. I could print it out with my name on it, but it's a pain in the butt. It really is. And that, for me to say that, it's a pain in the butt. You have to print it, and then you have to use a special software. You have to download the software. You have to download it with your own name on it. If it's not downloaded with your own name, oh, for God's sakes, just let me freaking write my name on it at that point. You know, I'm just joking around, but, you know, that's what you want to be able to do, but you can't. Because of your damn eyes. They don't make it large enough for you to be able to just write it on. So you have to download the software and let the software write the name, just like the one on the accessible machine, and then it's just a pain in the butt, honestly.
Now, wait a minute. I thought with digital, everything is accessible.
No.
Why aren't the voting machines, the voting online like that, accessible? Why isn't that accessible?
Because they have to send it to you by email first, okay? And then you have the software, right? And it's not as easily transformed like when you go to the voting machine. They don't mail you a machine. If they did, then it would be. That's the problem. They didn't have the time to create it just like the other one. Seriously, they didn't.
Well, here's
the
other thing. When you vote yeah, with the machines, and your voting is all finished, and you can press a button and they tell you who you voted for, then it comes out in print, and you can't read that. How do you know that's the same as what they told you? You don't know.
Yeah. It should be printed out in Braille. Mine's not printed
damn
out in
right.
Braille.
It should be Braille and raised print.
And it should
they already
be also
did
larger.
The sound. They got the sound. Where's the Braille and the raised print?
And I can't hear it. I can't hear it that well. No way. So I don't know
what
I
voted
for
either.
You
turn it up, you can't hear it?
Not that easily. People seem to think that if you turn up something with a hearing impairment, it's going to be better. Actually, it
warps it. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, exactly. It depends on the way in which your hearing loss is. With me, it depends on the tone of the hearing. So if something's louder, it doesn't always mean that it's better. People all the time make that mistake with me. They scream at me, and I want to just scream at them back because it's not screaming. It has nothing to do with screaming. What it has to do with is the intonation. If somebody speaks low and they're a male or they speak low and they're a female, it depends on their intonation. I don't hear all the time. It depends on what they're saying. So it's a real, you know, mistake at times when people say to me, oh, you know, I don't, you know, how come you heard me that time and then the other time you didn't hear me? It depends on what you said on how you said it. It really
yeah.
does. And that's
really
what
all right, Innocent, we got to get out of here, but we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. And I want to thank all our listeners. Thank you for helping us reach our goal of 100,000. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We get there. We're on our way there.
Celebrate and get more.
Let's see. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. That's phone number 631-224-3090. And once again, if you want to help Maureen and her mom, they have a very good track record with paying rent. So contact us. We'll help your business if you have one. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Suzanne, co-host and engineer. We'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. Thank you so much. Careful out there, and take that oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, two things that'll protect you from virus and flu and colds.
All of that.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, this program. Thank you so much.
Always.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.